In eastern Indiana, an industrial fire at a plastics recycling facility is now out. For more than 2 days, the inferno spewed black fumes that local officials called toxic. About 2,000 nearby residents were forced to evacuate. Chris Welter is reporting the story for member station WYSO. Chris, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the fire is out in Richmond, Indiana now, but a lot of questions remain unanswered, including what's been in the air. You got a chance to speak to Jason Sewell, a federal coordinator on site. Let's listen.
Fortunately, the toxic compounds that we're looking for, we're not seeing. But everyone needs to keep in mind that smoke is harmful, and we are seeing smoke in our particulate meters.
Chris, what do we know about what was burning at this site and what the health risks are?
Yeah, we don't know exactly what was burning, but we know that it was a lot of plastic. So far, like we heard from Jason Sewell, there has been confirmed high particulate matter readings, and that can be those are those tiny particles that can get into people's lungs, and it can be especially harmful for people with lung disease. And then also there was a smoke sample taken on Wednesday right next to where the fire was burning, and that did show the presence of volatile organic compounds or VOCs, which can also be harmful and potentially cancer causing. But the EPA has reiterated that just because they have found those VOCs right next to the site does not mean that it's outside of the evacuation zone, and the evacuation zone is a 0.5-mile radius surrounding the factory.
How did this fire start?
Yeah, so we do not know that yet. There have been some reports that it started. It was a truck that caught on fire, but that's a question that needs to be answered now. Officials are going to start the fire investigation today.
The people living close by to the site were ordered to evacuate, and you spoke to one resident, Terry Snyder, at a Red Cross shelter.
I'm just glad that the house is still standing, but it's all, the inside is like all enveloped in that black smoke.
Chris, what happens next for Terry and other folks wanting to go back?
Officials said last night when they announced that the fire had, been extinguished or controlled at around 9 o'clock, that their main priority right now was to get people back into their homes. But we still do not have any word on when people who live in the evacuation zones will be able to go home or when it will be safe for them to go home.
Okay. Chris, you've been on site at this particular fire, but any idea if this is a broader risk elsewhere in the country? The risk of these industrial plastics fires.
Yeah, I'm located in Ohio, so obviously the East Palestine derailment has been kind of at the top of mind recently as well, and that's also a plastics based incident. So I can't say for certain, but I think that certainly there's larger systemic issues at play here. The Richmond officials said had said that they were worried that this was a fire risk, and in legal documents that they had filed against this business owner. So this was, in some ways, this was expected. They were trying to move the plastic out of there as quickly as possible, but obviously, it did not happen soon enough.
Chris Welter is environment reporter with member station WYSO, not far from Richmond, Indiana, where this fire was. Chris, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.